If you are City High, you've got a great point guard in Naeem Smith. He's not a scorer, but he's the straw that stirs the drink. But where you do want to get the ball, and how they were very effective in upsetting West High in their last meeting, was Micah Martin, their big 6'9 center, who's about probably 250, 260 pounds. He's not terribly mobile, but if he gets you sealed on the block, it's all but over.
Yeah, it is. And what opened him up was the hot shooting on the outside. They were able to pull the defense out, and Micah got a lot of easy looks inside. Missed a couple, but just the presence inside with his size, he can really bother him. But I think tonight City High has got a few tricks of the trade. May see a little bit of zone from them, but I think and I expect this to be a great game as well.
What they also have is Alex Kleinow, all 6'7", 240 pounds of him. He is a Division I football player. He's already received offers from both Iowa State and Minnesota. He missed basically all of football and basically all of basketball season. He wanted to make sure he was 100% healthy. He is. He saw his first action of the season just last Friday night against Cedar Rapids Jefferson. His legs are there. It's just getting the playbook down. But what he can give you is spot minutes, and he can certainly give you defense and a great body-on-body down in the center position.
Well, the thing is, they don't need him for offense. The thing is, come down, run the offense, set screens, get other guys open, and then defensively keep Martin off the blocks. And with his size and his strength, he's going to be able to match up pound for pound, height for height with Martin on the inside. And I think that's going to give West an advantage. Have in the last meeting.
Let's go ahead and set the starters for you first for the team that will be technically the visitors, the Little Hawks. At 13-9, Naeem Smith will be your point guard. Smith, again, looking, getting some sniffs from some Iowa Conference schools and talking with Coach Showalter earlier this season. The 5'10" junior comes into this one as the team's second leading scorer at 10 points per game. He's got two boards per contest, but he shares 5.2 assists per game, and he's also pulling down about two steals per contest. At the off guard, it will be Henry Mulligan. Mulligan, a 5'11 junior. He's the team's third leading scorer, also at 10 points per game, and pulling down two boards per contest. Niall Ringen will be your swing. Ringen, a 6'2 senior. Ringen, averaging nearly 9 points per game, also shares the ball well, three assists and a couple boards. Then your front court, Jason Jones. This kid is an athlete. He is going to Northern Iowa, I've been told, basically to walk on with the hopes of gaining a football scholarship for Coach Farley. But he can definitely get up and down the court. He's long, he's lean, he passes the eye test. 6'2", and a senior. Jones averaging 8 points and five boards per game. And then in the middle, Mount Martin, Micah Martin. He is a handful, 6'9", about 250, 260 pounds. He's a left tackle for Coach Sabers and the football team. Again, he's the team's leading scorer at 11.5 points, the team's leading rebounder at 7.5 per game. West High will counter with the usual suspects. At the point, it will be Connor McCaffrey. McCaffrey, again, missed a couple games after a mild concussion in a game up at Dubuque Waller. McCaffrey, the 6'6 junior, 17 points per game, 3.5 boards, nearly 5 assists per contest. At the off guard, it will be Devontae Lane, a 6'2 junior. Lane, the team's second leading scorer at 13 points per game, pulling down 3 boards. At the swing, Alex Henderson. Now, they had to really adjust the lineup when Tanner Lohaus got injured and missed the bulk of the season. Henderson is their best lockdown defender. He doesn't look to score. He doesn't make mistakes. He is Coach Steve Bergman's prototypical type of kid. Tell him what to do, and he does it until you tell him to stop. Henderson, a 6'1 senior. Again, the numbers won't wow you, but at 6 points, 2.8 boards, and 3 assists, he's also pulling down 2 steals per contest. And then the front court, you've got Tanner Lohaus. He has verbaled he will be playing for Coach Jacobson up at Northern Iowa. Lohaus, again, missing the bulk of the season with that dislocated ankle, but he's back here. Again, Lohaus, a 6'7 senior. His number somewhat skewed due to missing so much time. 8.5 points, 4.5 boards per contest. And then to call him a center isn't really true. Wally Martin is a finesse guy, and you'll quite often see him come out and face the basket, even guard smaller players. Wally Park stands in at 6'5", but he is an athlete, averaging 13 points, 6.6 rebounds per contest. Again, the Trojans at 18-4, ranked number 3 in the state, looking to get back to Des Moines after a disappointing loss in the semifinals last year to Clinton. Clinton had tremendous guards, two D1 guards for that matter, but Marlon Stewart in particular lit them up. They want to get back and traveling black unis with the white lettering numerals and the dual red stripes down the jersey tops and shorts that lead to the Hawk insignia at the bottom. West High in their home whites, they don't necessarily have the green numbers. They've got that piping that runs around the outline where the numbers should be. Fortunately for us, we're sitting courtside, so we don't need binocs here. They've got the big green Trojans draped down the side of their jersey shorts that leads to the Trojan or Spartan insignia at the bottom here. You've got two Cajun coaches here, Kenyon. You have coached against them. Clearly, from an athlete-to-athlete perspective, West has the advantage on paper. City showed why you don't play the game on paper about 3 weeks ago. But if you are Donnie Showalter, how crucial? This is such a softball. I'm lobbing this into your wheelhouse. If you don't park it, I can't do anything else for you. How critical is it not to get buried in that first quarter avalanche? Look up and see yourself down 8, 10, 12 points at the end of the first quarter.
Well, I think it's going to be pivotal for them, especially from a confidence standpoint, because the one thing that they did is they ran their offense very well. They got great inside-outside touches, and the one thing that you mentioned is the penetration ability by Smith to be able to get into the lane. Now, that's something that Bergman said that they're going to have to adjust to keep him out of the lane, because what happens there is you suck everybody in, and then you're able to kick out to those shooters in Mulligan and Rigdon. So it's going to be pivotal that they get Martin touches inside and he convert those, and then for West, come out focused. Don't settle for three-point shots if City High comes out in their zone. Continue to get dribble penetration, run your offense, make the defense work. And if you're Connor McCaffrey, you can't wait until late in the fourth quarter to get your first field goal. So I expect him to be very aggressive, looking to attack early in the ballgame.
In that last meeting, and credit Naeem Smith, he got in his head. Connor settled for a lot of long range. And when I say long range, I mean long range jumpers. He scored 0 points in that first half. He scored two free throws in the entire third quarter. His first basket from the floor was a three, and it didn't come until under the four-minute mark. As you mentioned, he kind of got in his own head a little bit, but my guess is he's looking to prove a point this evening.
No, definitely, and it's one of those things where you look at the history here, and West still, they've won 15 of the last 16 meetings, so there's still that aura with the West Trojans that, you know, they own the series. But in a situation like this, you're going to expect City High to play like they have absolutely nothing to lose, and you've got West coming in trying to avenge that late season loss.
Well, as we mentioned, Mulligan and Rigdon in that last matchup scored well above their averages. Mulligan 7 points more, Rigdon 8 points more. Now, individually, as an aggregate, that makes a big difference. You look at those two lines and you think, okay, six here, six there, but you all of a sudden get two or three players that rise above their average, Kenyon, and you see how a team wins a ball game.
Yeah, and that's what you need when you're going to upset the number three team in the state. You're going to have to get contributions from everybody, and that's what they got out of those two guys knocking down those shots. And if they're knocking down shots, which is we've seen it can be difficult here in this open arena, but if they're knocking down those shots, that's going to force West to make some adjustments and not go down the road that they did late in the year.
Well, it will be Micah Martin in the center circle for City High. Wally Parks will do the honors for Iowa City West. Some handshakes being exchanged. Look, make no mistake about it, there's a rivalry here.
And understand this, you talk about the last great game between Cedar Falls and Linmar. Two teams in the same conference as these two foes. City High won their division, West High won their division.
Yep.
So two great teams, four great teams here tonight coming out of one conference.
West wins the tip and immediately moving left to right. And immediately Lohouse comes out and takes Martin to the basket. Reverse layup is up and in, and just like that, the Trojans draw first blood.
That was a great quick move by Tanner on the inside. Caught it, didn't hesitate. And then Martin, it's going to be tough for him to guard those guys off the dribble.
A little bit of a three-man weave in between the rings. They go down low to Martin, who would face the basket. We have a whistle. And the ball apparently was kicked. So the shot clock resets. Gotcha. The inbounds coming from Smith off the baseline. You were just laser focused there, buddy.
Yeah, I was looking at the set play there to see what they were running. I was trying to get
Mulligan,
a good feel for it.
Download to Martin, 360 spin move. Boy, he just pirouetted his way right under the siller and then gently lays it in over the iron.
And the one thing you like there is that he took his time. He didn't rush the shot. He was very careful with his move, gathered himself, and then went to finish. And that's what he's going to have to do.
Lohouse comes out to face the basket again. Martin cuts him off. McCaffrey in between the circles. They'll reverse it beyond the pro arc here, about probably 25 feet out. Henderson. Lohouse at the elbow. Back up top, Henderson. Now they'll post McCaffrey up against Smith. He's got the edge on him, but he doesn't want it. Pull a pass down Little Lohaus. Takes a hip check from Martin. He'll kick it back out up top. West will reset. They're not going to rush here in a game that's tied at two. Pick and roll. Lohaus was open on the baseline. McCaffrey missed him. Henderson does it. Rejected by Martin. Pinned off the glass, and here come the Little Hawks.
That's great play there by Martin as he was waiting for him on the inside. Didn't commit. Now West High out on the break.
Lane goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. There was a pick and roll there. Smith was trying to dish off down low to Jones, who had fallen down.
Yeah, he got caught up. His legs got caught up on that screen play there. And it would have been a great play if he would have kept his balance, but just an unfortunate turnover there by number five, Lane Smith.
4-2. City with the ball again, moving right to left. They'll hand it off to Smith. Sizing up Henderson. Crosses over. Picks up his dribble in the high blocks. He's in some trouble. Tries to kick it out. Saving it from going over and back is Mulligan. But here comes McCaffrey. Coast to coast, and he's fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. Ringen prevents the easy layup, and he'll send McCaffrey to the stripe.
And what you see right now is a very concerted effort by West not to allow Smith to get into the lane. Even though they're running that dribble weave, they're making sure they keep him. And that was his second turnover early in this game. Got caught up, picked up his dribble, and then he didn't have anybody to release him.
McCaffrey, a 79% free throw shooter, drains his first. 6'6 lefty. Dad and the Iowa Hawkeyes are playing against Indiana about right now. As he releases and drains them both. And West High with their largest lead at 6-2. Just under the 6-minute mark here, first quarter. Here comes Smith working against Henderson. Stops at the free throw line, backs it out. Henderson, again, their best defender. Smith goes to Martin, facing up right side of the baseline. Down low to Jones, bobbled it, but gathered it, and in midair went up, still in one smooth motion to lay it off the square.
Yeah, great pass by Martin on the inside. And like you said, Jones, an athlete, able to gather and finish. But the one thing you see that's very different is how they're guarding Smith. They have Henderson on him now. They had Wally Parks guarding him in that last game. So a little adjustment there defensively by the West Trojans.
Shot off the mark by West High. Here comes City High trailing by a pair. It's 6-4, and it's clear they don't want to run. They want the salsa mild here this evening. Mulligan tries to force a pass down low to Martin. It's stolen away by Lohaus, and then Martin reaches in about 94 feet away.
And that's just one of those fouls that, you know, if you're Martin, you just have to let that one go. You know, bad turnover by Mulligan trying to make the entry pass. Let it go. Hustle back on the defensive end.
Vance Dillon will check in for City High. Mulligan will take a seat. You can hear we are in front of the City High fans. 6-4 our score coming up on the 5-minute mark here. First quarter, Dillon working against Lane. Lohaus pops out top of the key. They'll go near corner to Henderson. He does not take many shots. Lohaus, 360 spin, banks it off the square from about 10 feet out.
And that's a tough move, but what you see he's doing is he's trying to make moves to get his body away from Martin and then use his athleticism. Tanner's not going to beat you with a face-up jump shot. He's going to try and get off the dribble, and that was a great separating move. Tough move. Great athleticism to get it in off the glass.
8-4, West with the lead, City with the ball. Smith out near the 28-foot mark. He's going to back it out near half court. 4.5 left to go first quarter. Jones sets a screen. They switch. Park stays with him. Bullet pass down low to Martin. He didn't have his hands up, but Jones picks up the loose ball. Bullet pass to Dillon down low. One pass too many to Martin, and he fell down. And I understand the selflessness there, but sometimes, Kenyon, go ahead and take the shot, especially if your post has his hands down.
Well, the biggest thing there is even if you miss it, you got Martin on the other side for the offensive rebound. Get it up quick, and then give your big guy, if you miss, a chance to put it back in.
30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. 8-4 our score. West High with the lead, and they will have the ball at the 4:16 mark. It's clear City wants a half-court, slower-paced ball game. West wants to run. I'm not sure we have a tempo that really favors either team right now. Kind of seemingly both feeling each other out.
Well, it just seems like right now the only difference in the game is that City High has 4 turnovers. You know, you look at the score, 8-4. They've run their offense. They've been very deliberate, but they can't afford those turnovers because their margin of error against a team like Iowa City West is very small. So you have to make sure that you maximize every possession that you have.
All right, now they're going to be back on defense as West will break their huddle around Coach Steve Bergman. With a 4-point lead at 8-4. Some token pressure here as Smith is going to come up in the front court. the backcourt to take McCaffrey, but he picks him up as he crosses the timeline. Henderson pops out right wing. Nathan Barnes and Patrick McCaffrey both in as Devontae Lane and Tanner Lohaus taking a seat. Down low, Parks goes over Martin and flushes it home. And while he tends to jaw, he's giving him a stare. Now, ooh, a little bit of contact at the other end.
That was a great play and a great finish by Parks on the inside. And that's what you need. You see that aggressiveness. You see that focus by the West Trojans tonight.
Martin leans in, goes right over Wally Parks and doesn't say a word, just sprints down to the other end of the court.
And once again, very solid footwork by Martin on the inside, taking his time. Nice little turnaround jump shot.
10-6, West High with the lead on the ball. 3:27 left to go first quarter. McCaffrey, free throw line extended, cut off by Smith. Top of the key, Henderson. They'll reverse it near side, Patrick McCaffrey. Couple of dribbles moving east-west. He's picked it up. Smith with the steal. Bounce pass coming the other way is ringing. Cross-court pass. One-handed catch by Jones. Spin move into the paint, and he's fouled. Boy, he made something out of nothing there. That was a dangerous cross-court pass. Good transition defense by West. Those are receivers' hands right there, Kenyon.
Yeah, and then on the other end, you got Patrick with the turnover. And the one thing that he has struggled with is when the game has gotten a little bit physical. Very talented, very skilled, but right now just doesn't have the mass, I guess you would say, to be able to ward off some of the defenders in there. Costly turnover for him, leading to the free throw line for Jones.
The foul's going to go against Connor McCaffrey, his first team foul, number one. Jones drains his first free throw. Jason Jones, a very average free throw shooter at 52%. He'll try and pull his squad within two here as the second is on the way. Halfway down, it spits out. Parks with the board. Chuck Johnson is now checked in for City High. So Martin's going to take a seat on the bench. And City just got a lot smaller as Patrick McCaffrey puts up a three. No good. One and done. Chuck Johnson is a wide load from the waist down.
Yeah, Chuck is, used to play football. He's got a lower area. Reminds me kind of physically of like a Jared Sullinger type player.
Except not as lean. 10-7. Ringan picks up his dribble. Jones at the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Elevates. Give him two off the square.
And Jones has been playing with a lot of confidence. Having coached at Prairie, we played him a couple games ago, and he was very active. And so he's playing with a ton of confidence right now. As a senior, you have absolutely nothing to lose, so he's letting it all hang out.
10-9, City within a point. 2:15 left to go first quarter. McCaffrey working against Mulligan. Mulligan getting physical with him, really tangling him up. Now they're going to try and post McCaffrey up. Mulligan with an elbow in his back. Out in between the circles, Henderson. Goes right wing. McCaffrey sizing up Mulligan. He's going to launch from distance. It is short. Smith taps it to himself. Here comes City High. A chance to take the lead for the first time in this ballgame. Smith crosses over. Stops and pops from 15. It's short. Parks skies to pull it down for West. The outlet to Connor McCaffrey. He beats a path up the near side. City out in a soft man-to-man here. 1:40 left to go. First quarter and timeout. Oh, they got a tee? Did they just tee up? What happened here? He pointed to the West High bench. No, it's going to be a foul, an offensive foul on Wally Parks. Parks with his first. That is going to be team foul number two. So again, City with a chance to take the lead for the first time in this game with a basket this trip down the court. 1:26 left to go. Ringing top of the key, off a Jones screen, puts up a 15-footer, side of the iron, backboard, and then it falls.
And that's a tough shot, and he typically doesn't shoot the ball off the dribble. He's been mostly a catch-and-shoot player. So his ability to one, two, maybe three dribbles and pull up and shoot, that gives City High another dimension that they haven't had.
Gabe Nakumu is now into the ballgame as well, so we're seeing plenty of bench right now for Donnie Showalter and company. Barnes comes to a jump stop, swings it right corner, Parks. Sizing up Nakumu, drives in, launches a 7-footer, misses everything. Big Chuck pulls it down underneath the basket. He doesn't run, he lumbers.
And once again, Coach Showalter has the City High Little Hawks being very deliberate.
Yep. 11-10, they've got the lead. See if they work for the final shot of the first quarter here with 34 seconds left. It looks like they're going to.
Yeah, they're going into their double high stack. They use this typically at the end of quarters to get the time off and settle for a last-second shot.
Mulligan, bounce pass, Johnson, high blocks. They'll kick it back out to Smith. 19 seconds and counting. probably put your offense in motion in about, what, the 10-second mark or so?
Yep. 10, 11 seconds.
Well, he's going to work against lane. 10 seconds. He drives all the way in, partially blocked. It was deflected a second time. Bodies flying everywhere. We got a whistle, and who's the call going against? It's going against City High. Looks like Mulligan.
No, I think they got that on McCoon, Gabe.
Nakumo?
Yep.
Waiting for the PA announcer to make a call here. I thought he flashed 10. Yeah, oh, it is right. 10. It is Henry Mulligan. That'll be his first team foul, number 3. 6 seconds left to go in the quarter. McCaffrey across half court. Lane swatted away by Ringen. 1 second, he puts up a prayer. He didn't quite get the clean handle on it as he tried to launch from about the 28-foot mark. But how about this? A one-point lead for upset-minded City High as they lead third-ranked West 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout. 60-second break. Back with quarter number 2. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
U.S. Cellular Center, Naeem Smith drives in, stops and pops from 7 feet out. Ball tried to save by Devontae Lane, but he throws it right to Nakumu. Iowa City High, 11. Iowa City West High, 10. Boys Class 4A, sub-state final action. The winner advances to next week's state tournament. As Lane going for the steal on the left wing, Mulligan elevates from 10 feet out. Does anybody follow their shot anymore?
No, most people think it's going in, so
apparently,
why follow it?
West looking to retake the lead. Henderson pump fake. Left wing drives in. Cut off baseline. He's underneath the cylinder. Johnson swats it away. Ball tapped out. Mulligan comes down with it with two hands.
And Henderson's got to be more aggressive offensively. Yep. The last game against Prairie, he scored 23 points. He's got a good outside shot. I know Bergman doesn't want them settling for the perimeter shot, but the one thing you don't want to do is pass up an open look.
And well, when you get 3 feet within the basket, go ahead and shoot, don't you?
Yep, don't wait for the defense to come over and settle into your shot. So Henderson's going to have to be – he could be that X factor tonight for them if they want to win this game.
Score remains 11-10, and the fact that City High is doing this with 6'9 center Micah Martin on the bench. They've gone with a smaller, quicker lineup. Johnson, low blocks, one-handed bounce pass by Naeem Smith. It's off of Johnson's fingertips.
That's his third turnover there by Smith. He's going to have to tighten up.
How many do you have for them so far?
Right now they have 5 turnovers. Man. They had 4 in the first 2 minutes. So the way they played the last 6 minutes of the first quarter was because they took care of the basketball, and they're going to have to do that. They can't give West additional opportunities on the offensive end.
11-10, a low-scoring affair, which is exactly what City High wants. Lane, left corner, drives baseline against Mulligan. 360 spin is off the mark. Dillon cleans up underneath.
And Devontae Lane, too, in that last game against City High, was kind of non-existent in the game. He really didn't impose his will on the game, and he's going to have to do that tonight.
He only had 11, 3 at the half, but City turns it over here. Here comes Henderson. He will go hard to the iron. He's fouled, and he's going to earn 2 free throws.
And that's what West has to do. They got to figure out a way to get out and get in transition. And what City High's done really well, run their offense, get a great look at the basket, but as soon as you said guys aren't following the shot, against a team like West, the best thing, too, is always have 2 guys back because you don't want to have 3 or 4 guys crashing and then give West an opportunity to get out in transition and 2-on-1, 3-on-2 breaks. So City High right now may not be sending people to the glass just for that specific reason.
Henderson, a 76% free throw shooter, hit his first and now drains his second. West High retakes the lead at 12-11. Those are the first 2 points for either team. We're almost 2 minutes into the second quarter here. Smith hands it off to Dillon. City High moving from right to left. Mulligan, a little three-man weave again up at the top of the key. Dillon's got it this time. Now he squares to face the basket, and they get it back to their point guard. And Smith's going to back it out. They are being extremely patient here. Very disciplined.
And
John,
they're fine with making this kind of a drag-out, knockdown fight.
They want to make it ugly. That's how they win. They score 57.5 points per game. They defensively give up 56. That's about as close a margin for error as you can get. Smith stutter steps, bullet pass down low to Jones, who leaves the bunny short. He was right there, and I think he maybe felt pressure that wasn't there, and he's talking to himself as they go back to play D. Henderson crosses over, splits a double team around Johnson, high off the square with the left hand, no good. We got a whistle, and it looks like he'll be heading back to the line.
He has a great drive and dish by Naeem Smith there on the inside, and those are those plays that Jones got to finish because, once again, margin of error. Okay,
yep.
You have to get every easy opportunity down in this game.
Henderson rattles home his first free throw. He is 3 for 3. And Micah Martin will check back in along with Niall Ringen. So the 6'9 center for City High back on the court.
And the one thing, too, is if you can get him ample rest in a game like this and play him 2 or 3 minutes really hard, you're going to get the best out of him. And you're always going to be imposing his will, especially if you can bring guys in and they can relieve him and you don't lose anything when Martin goes to the bench.
Henderson drains his fourth straight free throw. It's 14-11. City has yet to score in the second quarter as they bring Martin up high. Lane deflects the ball. It's still in play. Picked up by Ringen from his knees. They get it to Mulligan. They had an advantage, but they don't move toward the basket. Smith drives in against Henderson. Steve Bergman wants a charge. He doesn't get it. It's a blocking foul, and Bergman is absolutely beside himself, throwing his arms skyward and pleading his case with the official. A change in call is not forthcoming.
No, and Bergman very adamant there, but I did feel like he was moving a little bit,
yep,
trying to step in front of him.
Ringen pops out in between the rings off of Martin's screen. They roll him, but they can't get it to him, and do we have a foul up top?
Travel.
Nope, a travel. A travel.
And that's one where when that trap comes, instead of leaning back and standing erect, you got to get low and step through a trap like that. West able to get the turnover.
Still 14-11. The only points for free throws for either team coming from Alex Henderson. He's got the ball beyond the arc at about the 26-foot mark. Lower corner lane, tries to force a pass down low to Parks. Nice job by Jones to front him, and he's got the steal.
Great defense by City High there.
Martin, low blocks, drop step into the paint. Circus shot way off the glass. Parks the board, the outlet to McCaffrey. Up the far side, Smith cuts through a screen, stays right with him. Henderson for three, barely catches any iron. Lowhouse with the offensive garbage and the putback. First basket from the floor for either team here in the second quarter. Timeout, Coach Showalter and City High. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one with him. 60-second break, 4:12 left to go in the first half. West High 16, City High 11. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck. And pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Sound off left to go in the first half. We welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Balbonat, Kenyon Murray. Third-ranked Iowa City West High 16, upset-minded and crosstown rival Iowa City High 11. They have yet to score, though, in this quarter, and we're halfway through it right now. They have been outscored 6-0.
And you see West now in a 1-3-1 half-court trap.
Yep, and they got Parks out up top, all 6'5 of him. Mulligan to Ringen. where they are really covering City High shooters. Smith into the paint. Ringing with a quick three, but it's off the mark and it's out of bounds. He didn't look like he caught that ball and shot in rhythm. He looked like, okay, I better go ahead and do it now.
Yeah, and with the closeout like that, that's the one thing you try to tell shooters is if they know they're going to identify you, then you have to be ready to catch, shot fake, and then go by him with the one or two dribble, create pressure on the defense. And there, like you said, looked like he was a little rushed on his jump shot.
16-11, five-point lead and possession. McCaffrey to Henderson. Skip past Lohouse. They're bringing their power forward out. He's going to dribble into the paint. Is stripped by Smith. Back out up top. Henderson dishes off far corner lane. Couldn't quite get the handle on it. Lohouse top of the key for three. Off the mark, and Ringen pulls it down in the far corner. Here comes Smith. City High looking for their first point of any kind here in the second quarter. And just not a good pass by Ringen. Probably about, 26 feet out. Try to bounce pass on the blocks to Martin, and City's very fortunate they maintain possession.
Well, you got to get a better angle. I mean, he tried to make that pass like straight up the lane line. You got to dribble to the wing.
Jones bounce pass to Martin down low, and again he can't handle it, out of bounds.
Well, that's just quick active hands by Henderson on the inside, just making enough interference for Micah not to be able to grab that ball.
16-11, folks. City High has not scored. We are now under 3 minutes left to go here. 5 minutes and counting. As a lob pass to Parks on the weak side, Jones stayed with him and knocks it out of bounds. And yet at the same time, Kenyon West hasn't put him away. They're only up by five.
No, they're making it tough for him on the defensive end. I mean, every shot that West has had, except for maybe Lohouse's second chance opportunity he got before Showalter took a timeout.
Lohouse drives in, and it's rejected by Martin. And boy, he showed a little attitude there as he cleared out. Here comes Smith. Stutter steps, working against Parks. He's going to take it all the way in. Can't get the friendly roll off the glass as Martin and Lohouse both hit the deck. It's 4-on-4. We have a whistle at the other end.
And that was actually probably a good foul by Rigdon there to prevent the 3-on-1 break.
Ringen with his second. Team foul number 6. Naeem Smith showing signs of frustration here as he's going to go ahead and body up Connor McCaffrey on the inbounds. McCaffrey going to dribble out near half court. 2:17 and counting in the first half. McCaffrey behind the back. Help defense is there. Dishes off near corner. Lane for three. Off the mark. This slower tempo is really taking West out of their rhythm. Speaking of rhythm, I think Naeem Smith's got to be more aggressive offensively here, don't you?
Yeah, the thing is he's taking it to the basket, but they're not allowing him to get all the way to the rim.
Mulligan throws it away. Again, I'm not sure what he thought he saw there. There was the defense out on him. Martin was double-teamed, and yet he still tried to lob that pass down low. And he's talking to himself.
Well, the thing is, there was defensive pressure on him, but not enough, I felt, to make that bad a pass. You know, you've got to take your time, settle in. You don't have to rush right now. You know, take your time, be deliberate like you have been up to this point. And they've got to turn down turnovers. Three turnovers on their last four possessions.
Score remains 16-11. West with the lead and the ball. A minute 35 left to go first half. Smith really working against McCaffrey. McCaffrey's down. He's twisted an ankle. He's down. Smith going coast to coast. He's fouled hard, but Connor McCaffrey is down. Grabbing his ankle. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. He and Smith collided. And Connor McCaffrey lying on his back, grabbing his ankle. Smith will get two free throws, and Steve Bergman is letting the officials have it.
Yeah, I mean, Naeem bodied him up pretty good, and then when they crashed, it looked like he stepped right on the top of his foot and rolled it over pretty good.
And this place has become very quiet.
Able to get up, though.
He's getting up, and he's very gingerly walking towards the bench.
His brother's coming in for him.
Patrick will come in.
Yeah, he's walking it off. I mean, he's trainer's right there with him.
Smith to the line, looking for their first points of the second quarter. Naeem, high arching free throw. It's off the mark. They're still scoreless. Naeem, a 67% free throw shooter. Not bad. Spins the ball in his hand. Second is on the way. Got it. That comes at the 128 mark. 16-12. Well, Henderson will probably have the point guard chores here now. Wally Parks out in between the rings are going to lay off, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And it looks like it's going against City High.
Yeah, it looks like another foul on Mulligan there, trying to keep Devontae Lane off of his cut on the baseline. Just a little too much body.
This is going to go against Mulligan. That's his second, team foul number seven. Front end of a, should be the front end of a one-and-one here, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they're moving him up.
Okay. Devontae Lane is a good free throw shooter. He used to be near perfect. He was upwards of 93% earlier this season. He's now just 80.
Just.
Spins the ball in his hand. Releases. Got his first.
I want to see him be a little bit more aggressive with the basketball in the half-court offense. He's kind of just settling, you know, he's making his cuts, kind of settling in the corner. I want to see him get the basketball and look to create some offense either for himself or his teammates.
Misses his first, second, leaves it short. The lead remains 5, 17-12 with a minute 9 left to go. Mulligan wraps around working against Parks. Bounce pass ringing. There's that weave up top. I'm not sure what they're looking for here. Bullet pass down low to Chucky, who goes up strong, and the tank with a kiss off the glass.
And there, that was a great job. You're talking about what are they looking for in that three-man weave. Well, what they did, as soon as the ball came to Naeem Smith off the wing, Johnson flashes right into the post. Naeem hits him right with a dime, and then he used his strength to go in there and get the and-one opportunity.
Chuck Johnson. Just a 65% free throw shooter, but he completes the three-point play here. And how about this? They have scored a total of 4 points in the second quarter, and yet they're only down by two.
Like you said, they haven't been able to pull away the West Trojans. And so right now, a little zone action by Coach Showalter.
Yep. Looks like West will go for the final shot with 40 seconds left and a two-point lead, 17-15. But the number three-ranked team in the state getting a push from their crosstown rivals.
Which is not a bad thing to do right now, as West hasn't hit a three-pointer here in the first half. So good idea for them. Keep the dribble penetration out, forcing them to knock down the outside shot.
Smith was going to come out and try and force Lane to move. 18 seconds in counting. Patrick McCaffrey yelling over to Lane. 10 seconds, and now they'll put their offense in motion. They'll swing it right side, Barnes, back to Lanes. McCaffrey sets a screen on Smith. He rejects it, dribbles behind the back. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, fades away in the middle of the paint. No good! Johnson pulls it down, and you talk about a battle of attrition for 16 minutes, and that is just the way City High wants it. Nip and tug, and it will be third-ranked Iowa City West High clinging to a two-point lead going to the locker room over crosstown rival Iowa City High, 17-15. We don't have a lot, but we'll have your halftime stats and analysis when we come back. Two-minute break, two-minute timeout. Back with the halftime, you're listening to High School Boys Basketball Substate Class 4A Finals on KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate, one of them, is always there.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Balbinot alongside former Hawkeye standout Kenyon Murray. We are at the half. Class 4A boys sub-state final action. The winner punches their ticket to the state tournament next week. We've got crosstown rivals doing battle for the third time this season. Number 3 ranked Iowa City West High at 18-4. Leading upset-minded 13-9 City High at 13-9. Just by 2 points, 17-15. We're going to get to the individual and team stats here in just a second. But Kenyon, if you're Don Showalter, the coach for Iowa City High, other than being tied or having a lead, you couldn't really have ordered up a much better first 16 minutes, could you?
No, you got to be very happy. One, you're able to rest your big guy. Two, you've stuck in the game, you stuck to your game plan, and you haven't knocked down a perimeter shot. And that's the one thing that they did a very, very good job of when they upset West a couple weeks ago. Right now, if you're Coach Showalter, you're very happy with where you're at, but you've got to understand coming out that we've got to get some better possession on the offensive end. We've got to cut down our turnovers and make sure that we're getting quality looks at the basket.
Let's run down the scoring, what little there is of it. When you have 32 combined points, not a lot to go around, leading all players. If you can believe this or not, Tanner Lohaus with 6 points. The power forward for West High scored 4 in the first quarter, got a basket in the second. He is the leading scorer between both rosters. All 5 starters have scored for West High. 4 points for Alex Henderson, all from the charity stripe. Devontae Lane with 3 points, a basket, and then 1 of 2 from the line. 2 points for Wally Parks, and that came on a flush over Micah Martin back in the first quarter. And then 2 points for starting point guard Connor McCaffrey. But the story right now for West, the 6'6 point guard, for head coach Steve Bergman and company, twisted his ankle with about, 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. He was down for probably a couple minutes, did walk off the court under his own power, but left the game. He was not on the bench, so certainly best wishes going out to him. Hopefully they're just getting him taped up. Kenyon, how many times I've had it happen, I'm sure you have too, you want to get it taped, and then you want to get moving. You want to keep that thing loose, because the longer you sit, the more it swells, the more it tightens up, basically the less good you're going to be able to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought he walked off pretty well. It looked like he was putting all of his body weight on it. But, yeah, coming back out, get it taped up, you know, make sure you're moving around. That's the last thing you want to do is sit around. So he's probably jumping around in the locker room, you know, staying on his toes, making sure that the blood's still flowing through there. So hopefully he'll be able to come back. Connor's a tough kid, and we expect to see him in the third quarter.
For Iowa City High, their leading scorer is Jason Jones with 5 points, all of it coming in the first quarter, couple of putbacks, and then 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for center Micah Martin, who mysteriously sat the bulk of that first quarter. Coach Showalter electing to go with a smaller lineup. Granted, it was effective as they led by 1, 11-10. 3 points off the bench for the tank, Chuck Johnson. 2 points for Niall Ringen, and 1 point for point guard Naeem Smith. When you take a look at it, though, in that last meeting when City High upset, City High upset West High, both Ringen and Mulligan scored 16 and 14 points respectively on hot shooting nights. Just 2 points between the two of them in the first half, Kenyon.
Yeah, this is the one pull-up by pull-up jumper between the two of them in the first half. And they're going to have to knock down some shots. But what you don't really see is anything, any movement that's allowing them to get open to get those looks. You know, the three-man weave up top, those two guys really aren't off the dribble shooters. They like to get Smith penetrating down the lane, either dropping it off to the bigs or kicking it out. And so I think some offensive adjustments by both teams here coming out in the third quarter is going to be pivotal to see what happens here if West is able to pull away or City High is able to take the lead.
What do you have for board work?
Well, right now, leading rebounder for City High, you've got Chuck's Chuck Johnson with three. Naeem Smith with two. Henry Mulligan with two. And on the west side, you've got Wally Parks with three. And Tanner Lohaus with two. One of them offensive rebound. And then Lohaus with the only second chance opportunity in the first half. 2 points.
I challenge
West.
You to keep second chance points, and you have stepped up. How about turnovers? City has been fairly, I don't want to say sloppy with the ball, but they haven't been as sharp with it as I'm sure Coach Showalter would like.
No, they did. Like I said, they had four early turnovers in the first couple minutes of the first quarter and really cut down after that. For the half, three turnovers for Smith, two for Mulligan, and then two for Michael Martin on the inside, and then for a total of eight as a team. And then for West, you've got they only had five turnovers, just not a great shooting half for them. And you've got Devontae Lane with two, Wally Parks with one, Connor Lohaus with one, and Patrick McCaffrey, with one.
You're so combining families now,
I know,
the
right?
Genealogy.
All the Hawkeyes there.
Some great basketball. City High has just come out of the locker room with 2 minutes left to get a quick shoot-around in. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, 60-second break. Back with the start of the second half. Number three-ranked Iowa City West High, 17. Crosstown rival, City High, 15. You're listening to High School Hoops on KGYM.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Left to go before we resume play here. Second half about to get going at the U.S. Cellular Center as number three, Iowa City West High, with a basket lead over upset-minded and crosstown rival City High, 17-15. Boys Class 4A sub-state final. The winner advances to next week's state tournament. All right, virtual coach time here, Kenyon. If you're Coach Don Showalter, what did you tell your club in the locker room there?
Hey, we're right there. We didn't shoot the basketball very well, but we're only down 2 points. Your defense is what's keeping you in the game. Be solid. Cut down the turnovers, and then let's get the ball inside and look for some inside outs. Micah, they're going to double-team you. You got to be ready for the kickout. Shooters, be ready to knock down those shots.
If you are Steve Bergman, what'd you tell your West High Trojans?
We got to get out and run. You know, right now we're playing into their hands. We're not being aggressive. We're not penetrating the lane. We're not putting any pressure on their defense. Fellas, we've got to pick the tempo up because we got to get out and transition, get some easy looks.
Devontae Lane is yawning to start the second half here. Got to get him some caffeine or something. Connor McCaffrey is back on the floor for West High. I've watched him a little bit during shoot-around. He favored it a little bit. He was kept twisting it, kept moving it, but he's going to be starting the second half here. He's joined by Henderson, Lane, Parks, and Lohaus. City will counter with as Lohaus drives in, throws up a prayer, and it banks in off the square. He went over Martin.
I say you keep going to him. You isolate Tanner in that mid-post range and let him continue to put pressure on Micah Martin, because he's done a great job when he's able to get one or two dribbles and create that separation.
Naeem Smith with a dangerous pass from about 20 feet away, and it goes off of Jason Jones' hands. And then Micah Martin with a bad foul out near the 24-foot mark, and now the 6'9 center for City has just picked up his second.
And we talked about those. You know, don't get a dumb foul. You know, they got the steal. Don't make it even worse by getting a foul in the open court when you couldn't do anything against the offensive player.
West with the lead, 19-15, and the ball moving right to left to start the second half. McCaffrey at the top of the key, swings it beyond the arc to Lohaus right wing. Lane reverses it now near side. Henderson off the baseline. Lohaus is going to take Martin in. He cuts him off. Back out up top. Henderson for three. Rebound by Lane. They didn't box him out as he flew in and skies to get a basket.
Actually, he boxed him out, but Mulligan wasn't even looking at him.
21-15, largest lead of the ball game for either team. It is 6 points for West. Smith, wraparound pass to Ringen. Back to Smith. He's going to put it on the floor. Dribble penetration. Ringen just has been hesitant to shoot. Forces another bad pass down low. Tipped away by Lohouse. Here comes Henderson. Crosses over. Stops free throw line extended. Up top the counter. McCaffrey for three. He's got it. Guess that ankle's not bothering him. It's a 7-0 run by West High to start the second half, and Don Showalter wants a timeout.
And that's exactly what we talked about. We're talking about McCaffrey and his shooting on the perimeter. He caught it right in rhythm and let it fly. He'd been jab-stepping, hesitating on a shot, and he's a good enough three-point shooter to catch and let it fly, and that one was a great rhythm shot. He knocked it down.
7-0 the run. All of a sudden, it's a 9-point lead. We talked about it to start the game, Kenyon. I guess we could also say to start the second half, if you're Don Showalter, you cannot afford to get yourself buried in too deep a hole that you can't dig your way out of.
Well, we talked about turnovers. Two turnovers right away have led to 5 points for the West Trojans. And so because of that, you got to get back in. We've got to take care of the basketball. Right now, West really isn't forcing them into turnovers. They're just careless turnovers, not meeting the ball, throwing the ball where they think it's going to be open. They've got to tighten that up coming out of this timeout.
West High with the lead, City High with the ball. They played with fire in that second quarter, only scoring 4 points, but they were only down two. But West High clearly is heating up now. City's going to have to score.
And Parks at the top of this 1-3-1 has been very, very good in disrupting.
Boy, bullet pass. Naeem Smith was only about 4 feet away from Micah Martin, and that was just too hot to handle as it's out of bounds, and in comes Chuck Johnson.
And that's three turnovers. Three turnovers in a row right now for City High. They haven't even got a shot attempt up here in the third quarter.
Well, and in Martin's defense, that pass was just absolutely basically out of a rocket, and that was just too hard to handle that close in.
Yeah, you needed a catcher's mitt to catch that pass.
Yep. Lohouse top of the key working against Johnson. Bounce pass. Connor McCaffrey posting up as he falls down. We're going to have a foul. Is it going to go against Smith? Whoa, and Connor McCaffrey with a word or two for Naeem. Connor gimping just a little bit now. Well, who do they call that on? Clearly not Smith. It's going to be Chuck Johnson. It's going to be his third. Or is it?
Another offensive rebound by West.
Wally Parks drives in, and he's going to be guilty of a charge. That'll be Wally's second. I'm not sure who that last foul against City High went to. They haven't put it up on the board yet.
I thought it was on Naeem Smith.
I did too. And they don't have a foul up for him, so we'll wait and see. Smith will bring it across half court. I'm going to mark it down because I'm positive that's who it went against. Skip pass. Far near side. Mulligan for three. At least he went cotton shot, but it's a little long off the iron. Here comes Lane wanting to run. Bullet pass to Parks. Down low. He got hooked on the way up. They're going to call that, I believe, a shooting foul. They're going to call that on the floor.
I think they called it on the ground.
Oh, my. So McCaffrey will inbound.
Yep. Caught him on the ground there. Yeah, they said that's Smith's,
first.
Wow.
Phantom foul. They haven't put anything up on the board for that last one. It's like getting a fourth strike or a fifth down.
A little 2-3 zone action now for City High.
Top of the key, Henderson. They flash Lohouse high blocks. Far wing, Lane drives in and finishes with a finger roll.
And that's something that they hadn't done. As soon as the ball hit the high post, they dove Lane on the baseline side, attacking the rim. And he's been a little bit more active here in this third quarter, and that's what I thought they needed to give him a little spark.
26-15, Smith drives in, double clutches, off the mark. Jones with the rebound, goes up, rejected by Lohouse. The outlet to Parks, look out, flushes it home. He hit the deck hard, and he tells Coach Bergman he's okay. And look at Coach Bergman. When was the last time you saw him this animated? You think he's playing?
This is key right now. A great run by West right now.
Jones drives in, got a good look, but it's too hard off the glass. Here comes West High, leading 28-15. Lane drives in, far baseline. Running one-hander is off the mark. Johnson with the rebound, and Lane reaches in and fouls him.
Great cross-court pass there by McCaffrey. Just Couldn't get it up and in with that left hand laying on the baseline side.
Van Stillen will check in for Henry Mulligan for City High. It's an 11-0 run so far by West High to start the second half, and they lead it by 13, 28-15.
But if you notice, the tempo's picked up a little bit for West, and they're really looking to get out.
Well, this 1-3-1 is just giving City all kinds of fits. Smith with triple penetration, ring in near corner, and they're even overplaying on the wings now as McCaffrey knocks it out of bounds. He is really starting to gimp.
Yeah, but you got to keep him in. You can't take him out. He's got to play on it.
You got to leave those lime green shoes on the court too, man. Look at those things.
And the best part about this is you got length. You got length on the point of it. You got length in the middle, and you got length on the wing with McCaffrey, and that's where you don't want to go. You don't want to go to the side of the 1-3-1 where the most height is at, because it makes your passing lanes so much harder to find.
Tanner Lohaus guilty of the foul for West High. That's going to be his second. He will leave the floor as Devontae Lane will join him as Jones takes the inbounds, and City just can't buy a bucket right now. Shot off the mark. Here comes Henderson. Dishes it off to Patrick McCaffrey, who's checked in. Nathan Barnes also in for West High.
City High back in the man-to-man.
Yep. I think you have to, don't you?
Yeah, you don't want to sit in the zone right now. You got to try and create some.
Well, they flash back door. Connor McCaffrey got a mismatch. He goes up, and he is really limping, but he's going to limp to the free throw line. Naeem Smith just picked up his second. Team foul number four, and at the rate this game's going, Wes is going to be in the bonus very quickly.
And you got to love the fact that Connor loves being in the post. He likes the physical contact, and so now they're running sets to really get that cross screen, get him in the post, and give him an opportunity to use that 6'6 frame against the smaller Smith inside.
Connor, a 78% free throw shooter. And he misses both. Rebound by Gabe Nakumu, who's checked in. Here comes Smith. Cut off by Barnes. Up top, Dillon.
And when you sprained your ankle, it's tough to find that balance, you know, because free throw shooting, you've got to be balanced.
Ring and shot puts a three up. No good. Out of bounds off of West. Mulligan will check back in for Dillon. And right now, Coach Don Showalter is just searching for any combination of five that can get him a basket.
Yeah, he's trying to find somebody because they're going to have to knock down a shot eventually. And right now, they haven't been able to do so.
Ringen doesn't want an open look from three. Tries to dish off down low. And again, they're just packing things into the paint. West with another deflection and another steal. The outlet, Henderson to McCaffrey. Cut off by Smith. 3 minutes left to go, third quarter. Carter McCaffrey working against Smith. Just kind of east-west here. Go ball deflected, but Henderson goes to it. Down the left side of the lane, cut off in the middle of the paint. Hits a backdoor cutting. Barnes, who goes up for a reverse layup, and those are the first bench points for West High tonight.
Well, you see a lot more movement by them. What they're not is standing around once the ball hits the high post, and whenever they're getting that free throw line, you see the West players all cutting to the basket.
Smith hard to the basket, and at the 2:26 mark, finally the first second half points for City High. They had been outscored 15-0 to that point. It's 30-17 as Parks drives in. Martin swats it away, pinning it up against the board. And Wally's not hustling back. Is he hurt, or is he just dogging it? As Ringen spots up for three, and Steve Bergman is livid. I would not be surprised if Wally Parks comes out of this ball game. Just and then like he makes the mistake of running by Coach Bergman, too.
Exactly. You talk about, see, that's the thing. The effort's got to stay up. You relax 1 second, and then you give City High what they haven't had all night.
McCaffrey drives in. Martin with another block as it's 30-20. Lane's going to check in for West High. Henderson will come out. I thought he was hurt. I think he was just upset. He kind of took himself out of the game for that play, and his man drained a three.
Exactly. And so those are the things. In a game this tight, you can't give your opponent life, and they just did that. City High with five straight points.
The lob pass comes into Barnes in between the rings. They'll reverse it. Mulligan deflects it. Picked up. They go back over to the other side. McCaffrey to Lane in the far corner. Minute 37 left to go, third quarter. It's a 10-point West High lead, 30-20. They have possession. Moving right to left. 90 seconds left to go, third quarter. Lane gets it to Connor McCaffrey. Out in between the rings. Bounce pass. Barnes about 26 feet out. High blocks lane. They tried to run Patrick McCaffrey baseline, but he was cut off. He pops out far corner. Minute 15 left to go. West showing a tremendous amount of patience right now.
Well, they're going to pull him out of the zone right now. City High sitting in it, down 10 points. It's going to force him to do something. And they see Coach Bergman and say, hey, I'm content with you guys standing.
So over. Long three by McCaffrey off the base of the iron. Parks tries for the tip, goes up for the jam, leaves it short. Barnes with the offensive board. Around the world, it kicks out. It's loose under the cylinder. We're going to have a jump ball. And which way is the arrow pointing? City High. Three good looks, and West couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, and those are the ones you got to convert. If you're Parks, you're trying to dunk on them, just put the ball in the basket. Right now, it's about getting field goals.
Naeem Smith will check in for Vance Dillon. With 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter, we'll see if City works for the final shot. If they get it, it will be just a single-digit deficit. Trailing right now at 30-20. Far corner, Smith. Was he fouled by Parks? Ooh, Parks has got to be careful. He's jawing at the official, and the official's giving him a look while he's coming out. Parks with his third. Lowhouse back in along with Henderson. Barnes will take a seat. That was just team foul number four.
But an unnecessary foul. You had him on the sideline, yeah. Trap. No reason to reach there. Let your teammate come up and give you assistance there on the sideline.
26 seconds left to go third quarter. Now Lane's going to come out, try and put some pressure on Smith out near half court. Naeem wraparound pass. Mulligan for three. Off the heel of the iron. Boy, that would have made it interesting, wouldn't it? Connor McCaffrey across half court. Now they are going to work for the final shot. Off a low house screen. Cut off. Hits a trailing low house. Back out up top. McCaffrey from distance. Airmails it. Rebounded. Naeem Smith. Quarter court shot. Off the front of the iron. Wow. One-handed. And he almost pulled off the shot of the night. As it stands, it'll be a 10-point West High lead going into the final quarter. Number three ranked West High, 30. Unranked City High, 20. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Boys Basketball on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Final 8 minutes of this ball game put up on the scoreboard clock. Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Brent Balvin on alongside Kenyon Murray. Third-ranked Iowa City West, 30. Crosstown rival City High, 20. Winner advances to the state tournament. West with the ball and the lead, moving right to left. Dribble penetration on the right baseline. Lowhouse is hacked. He'll head to the line. If that's Martin, that will be his third. Man. It's going to be Mulligan.
Connor McCaffrey really, really favoring that.
It really
foot
is.
Right now.
Lowhouse to the line. Tanner, a 59% free throw shooter. He uses all the iron, but it falls.
And Tanner's been the best offensive player on the floor here tonight.
Yeah. Very aggressive. Second shot is up. It is good. They don't even have him up on the board. Board's just a little slow tonight. 32-20, lead is 12. Mulligan near corner. Ooh, I thought Naeem Smith took a finger to the eye. Jones, lob pass down low to Martin. Misses, follows his own shot. Jones in midair, double clutches. Too hard off the iron. We got a whistle. And who's this one going against?
Looked like he... Lowhouse.
That's his third.
Mike has got to convert those on the inside, yeah, though. You throw that lob up, keep the ball high. He made the mistake of bringing the ball down, and that allowed West to get hands on it. So keep it high, finish high.
The Urban Assault Vehicle, otherwise known as Chuck Johnson, has checked into the game. So Martin's going to take a seat. They lob it down low to him, and look at that. He makes space for himself. He's got 5 points off the bench.
Yeah, and he's got really good hands inside. I mean, he catches just about everything, and so you might look at Showalter going with Chuck Johnson the rest of the way.
I think he may. They're down by 10, 32-22, whistle away from the ball as Lowhouse hit the deck, and I think Mulligan's picking up his fourth.
Trying to run through the screen there on the baseline.
Nope. Who'd they call that against? I'm not sure, folks. I guess it's going to go against... I have no idea. They don't have it up. Shot missed, rebound by Dillon. Here comes Smith. Near side, catch and shoot, ringing. Shot put it, but Johnson, Jones with the board, no good. Chuck Johnson with the rebound and the putback. Boy, he's paying dividends off the bench. Lane's going to take it in. Running one-hander, altered by Dillon. Four black jerseys back. West did not get down the court that trip. 32-24, it's an 8-point deficit. Johnson, 1 foot inside the arc. Bounce pass back out to Smith. He's going to take it hard to the iron. Goes up strong, off the glass, too strong. And rebound and covered up by Devontae Lane.
Yeah, and right now I think Johnson has been pretty good inside. So you want to run a set to be able to get him the ball on that low block because he's been pretty much unstoppable.
30-second timeout by West. 32-24, Trojans with the lead. 6:10 left to go in this ball game. Well, I know you want a slower paced half-court style ball game if you're City, but at the same time, you're still down by 8 with time ticking away. Kenyon, I guess, where's the happy medium between picking it up a notch or two, but at the same time not getting yourself out of rhythm or your offense if you're City High?
Well, City High isn't a team that's really equipped to get out and pressure and try to create turnovers. You know, they slow the game down. Like you said, they're very good defensively. So right now they're going to have to get out of their comfort zone, and that's just not where Coach Showalter's strength is with this team. So it'll be interesting to see what the chess match is going to be going down the stretch.
West has the ball. Connor McCaffrey will inbound right in front of us. Dillon and Lane are really bodying up here. Lane will get it. Vance Dillon will get low. Right now, West is just in no rush. Bounce pass, high blocks, low house, spins right, spins left, up and under move. Wow, he's got that down. The fadeaway from 10 feet out. Kiss off the glass.
Yeah, that was a great move. He's been really good inside. He's taken his time. He's been patient. That look up and under move is kind of his go-to.
Really was sweet. Skip pass, far near side, high blocks now Jones. He'll fade away, step back 17-footer, and he just can't buy a basket tonight. 34-24, here comes West with the lead. First one to 40 wins. Lane just kind of putting on a little bit of a dribbling clinic. Near corner, McCaffrey. Henderson out in between the circles, and they are just going to spread the floor. Parks. They're not going to come out and basically body up, and West is not going to oblige him. Lowhouse. Henderson leaving him open, and there's again just the discipline this kid shows. He's not going to shoot a bad shot.
No, not at all. And right now, Lowhouse has got the mismatch. Johnson's got to come out.
Lowhouse crosses over, but Johnson's staying with him. He's got all-wheel drive going tonight. Dribble penetration. McCaffrey near corner. He'll launch from distance off the mark. Parks with the offensive board and the putback. He's just too tall. Vance Dillon had position, but Wally has too much height.
Yeah, he just out-jumped him on that one. Great play by Parks on the inside.
36-24, Naeem Smith with just 3 points tonight. He averages 10. Johnson, low blocks, goes up strong. Oh, count it, and he's fouled. Lowhouse had that ball all around his shoulder, and somehow he muscles that up.
Just like I said, get him the ball inside and let him go to work. He has been the spark for them inside.
Wow.
He's been better on the inside on that block than anybody tonight. Like we said, they're going to have to go with him down the stretch.
Lohas is going to have to come out. That's his fourth. Johnson at the stripe. Can he complete the three-point play? He cannot. McCaffrey rips it down. So 36-26. 4:24 left to go in the ballgame. McCaffrey to Lane out near the 28-foot mark. Lohas actually pops out. He'll face the basket. Johnson's going to lay way off him. They'll reverse it near side. Parks. Now they post Lohas up. Now he pops. Lohas to the free throw line. Hands it off to Lane. Popping out at him between the rings now, Lohas. Johnson's not going to play him out there. And West is just more than content to run clock. Under 4 minutes left to go. Now Johnson comes out on him. And Lohas drives around him, and Chuck blocks it, but he caught a piece of his wrist as he came down. Boy, he's deceivingly quick, and he's got some ups.
Yeah, he's very agile.
Is he mobile?
Mobile.
Is he hostile?
But it's been the mismatch that they've exposed from the beginning. You know, they looked at it. Tanner Lohas, kind of the X factor. You know, he's feeling good. That ankle's looking a lot better. He's very quick with his moves. And he's done a really good job of creating space and separating from the defense to get those shots up. And, you know, great move by Coach Bergman to go to him early and often.
Just a 59% free throw shooter. He hits one of two. 11-point lead, 37-26, and City now with their back against the wall with 3:40 left to go. Smith drives in, elevates, and barely catches iron from 10 feet out. Rebound on the weak side. Here comes Lane. The basket just has been, the rim has been unkind for City tonight.
Well, what they've done is they've taken away what Smith wants to do, and that's get to the rim. Yep. And they've made him a jump shooter, and that's the one thing with City that a lot of teams have tried to do is make Smith beat them from the perimeter.
Well, they just haven't been able to do it tonight. West, tell you what, you win with defense on the west side of the river, but this is exceptional. As Lohas unchecked. Johnson thought he had help, and he flushes it down with one hand. Timeout, City High. And they're sniffing it now in the West High student section.
Yeah, that's a great move. And there you're talking about why Johnson didn't come out. One rip-through move, and there's Lohas all the way to the rim.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 3:02 left to go in the ball game. West High 39, City High 26. And the question now legitimately begs here, Kenyon, can West keep him under 30 points tonight? With the way the iron has been unkind and the way West defense has really clamped him down, I don't know where City High's points are going to come from.
No, right now they have no rhythm on the offensive end when it comes to getting the ball to their shooters. And if you're going to have to dump it inside to Johnson, that's going to limit what you can do. And right now he's out of the game. Obviously, yeah, they need him out of the game for defensive purposes. West has created the mismatches. And right now City just doesn't have an answer.
And the body language for the City High players right now, I mean, you can just see it. Heads hanging. They know it's coming to an end here in 3 minutes. Pride demands that you play here. And we'll see what they've got left in them. Smith beyond the arc, left wing. Dillon, 1 foot inside the arc. He's going to put up an 18-footer. Shot was a little flat. Rebounded by Lane. And Coach Showalter is telling his players, get up. Come up and get underneath their jerseys here. Dillon's going to, working against Lane. McCaffrey pops out. Smith is on him. Lane and Dillon working against each other out near half court. Lane kicks it out. Far wing to Barnes, who's checked in. Henderson. And right now, West is just going to work the final 220.
Yep, don't take anything unless it's a layup right now.
Parks to Lane. Lane off a Parks screen. He's going to go all the way in. He got his layup. Finished with the right hand off the left side, and it's now 41-26. Jones. Nobody picks him up. He's going to drive all the way in, and he finally gets his first basket of the second half. We got a whistle out near half court. Dillon hit the deck. 41-28. Dillon's going to be the guilty party here.
Yep, and Lane will go to the free throw line with a 1-1.
As the eighth team foul, Devontae, an 80% free throw shooter. Well, they're going to fire up the Pistons on the team bus here. Lane just trying to add a little bit more icing to the cake. Shot is up and it's short as Nakumu pulls it down. Here comes Smith, trailing 41-28. Dillon's going to drive left baseline, and he is fouled. Take your pick. Three white jerseys rotated over. I think it's going to be Henderson. It is. Tendo second. Team foul number seven, though. They're in the bonus. Look at this. Vance Dillon will be heading to the free throw line.
He's a 44% free throw shooter.
That is not a very good percentage. But all he needs to be is 100% here to satisfy Coach Showalter's taste. First is up. Oof, that is a line drive, and he cannot hit. Minute 43 left to go. City's going to bring man-to-man pressure up in the backcourt, and Dillon fouls Devontae Lane. And Dillon's coming out as Mulligan will check in.
Just no offense tonight for City High. I thought defensively they played pretty well.
Yeah.
But when you can't get anything on the offensive end to counter that, it's going to make for a long night. And it was just a matter of time. And really all West had to do was get a four-point run here, five-point run here, and that was enough to really kind of get that lead and allow them the cushion that they needed to pull
this one out.
Look,
if somebody would have told you the City was going to hold the number three ranked team in the state to just 41 points with 90 seconds left to go in the game, you would have said you'd taken that, right? I mean, if you're Coach Walter, you'd think you'd be in the ball game. But offensively, combination of tight West High defense, and I'm still just not quite sure what the offensive philosophy for City was tonight, especially with big 6'9 center Micah Martin riding the bench for most of the game.
Well, it's changed a little bit. I think Coach Showalter does have a few different offenses. Like with us, he runs kind of a pin down offense where they run a lot of ball screens on the sideline. And so, but against West, where that doesn't work, and even at Prairie, we went away from that sideline screen, is because they're so long that they would tend to trap that ball screen on the side. So you have to do some things offensively, maybe a little bit out of your comfort zone to take advantage of what they may have seen in weaknesses on West side. But just tonight, they weren't able to get a flow. And when you can't knock down a perimeter shot, it really makes the defense really, really tight, and it makes every possession so much more important.
Lane missed the front end of a 1-1 in his last trip. He's here and connects on this one. They'll get another. Everybody getting ready to run back to the other end of the court. Not so fast, my friend.
And you hear Bergman asking the referees to protect his free throw line shooter because they're a pretty hard box out there on the free throw.
Yep. Lane's got both. 42-28. Check that, 43-28. Smith crosses over. I'm not sure if that was a pass or just the ball got lost on his fingertips as it came up, and you can just visibly see the frustration on the City High point guard's face. And Jason Jones fouls, and at this point with a minute 28, I know you're trying to extend the game, but you wonder at what point Coach Showalter's going to say just pull back here.
Yeah, there's no way. Unless you got Chris Kingsbury on the court, there's no way.
And even then,
you're going to be able to make up the deficit right now. But a valiant effort by the City High.
Very much so.
Little Hawks here tonight.
Double bonus here for Lane at the other end, so he's got two coming. And it connects on his first. 44-28, the lead is now 16, and the sub's starting to come in now for West High. David Peterson will check in for Connor McCaffrey. Very gimpy as he heads over to the bench. He's going to have about a week to give himself some rest as Lane drains his second.
And I'm pretty sure Connor has access to some pretty good trainers.
Yes. So. Oh, Nakuma wasn't ready for a pass from Smith. It goes off his face. They foul Wally, and Wally doesn't realize you don't get style points if you continue without the ball for 10 to lay it in. This kid is a character, isn't he?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
He's all smiles right now.
He's been very entertaining tonight. And right now, City High.
Wally short on his first. He's a good free throw shooter at 72%.
Right now, City High, more turnovers than they have field goals made in this game.
Just a rough night. Parks drains 1-2. 45-28. with a minute 24 left to go. Smith crossed half court. I'd like to see him take it here. He just hasn't been aggressive. His ringing, which is a long three, halfway down it kicks out. And again, one and done. And no need to foul here if you're City. Smith makes contact with Lane. They'll play on. Lane and Smith. Lane's working against him, but he's going to back it out. Ooh, took an accidental shot to the back as Mulligan came over to help trap. Henderson playing a little catch with Lohaus. Under a minute now left to go in the game. Smith almost got the steal. Ooh! Well, Smith's still playing defense. There's some contact out in between the rings, and here comes Henderson, who drives in, and he's fouled on the way out.
And remember, never any love lost between City High and West.
And it's good to see the subs coming in here for West. I think you need to get the starters off the court. First free throw by Hendo was up and good. I see Nate Disterhoff. I see Dallas Majors. Who else is checking in here? Patrick McCaffrey. And now City will do the same thing. Shamari Scott checking in. Anybody else? Not at this point. Second free throw is good by Henderson. Do we have a final? Not quite yet. Well, plenty of time. 48-28. The lead is now 20. City may not break 30 points tonight. Smith to Dillon. Thought about a three. He will launch a three. It's short. And this should do it. Majors, the outlet to Patrick McCaffrey. Look out! All 6-7 of him as he jams it home. 10 seconds left. Smith's going to take it in. And there, ironically, is the offense he's been trying to get tonight. 48-28. As the final 2 seconds tick off the clock, and West High is headed back to the state tournament. Final score, Trojans 48, Little Hawks 28. Iowa City West High now 19-4. And Iowa City High will call it a season at 13-10. Handshake line forms. A dejected group of Little Hawks will walk to their locker room. An elated group of Trojans getting ready to dogpile at the free throw line and receive their state tournament qualifying banner. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, 2-minute break. Back with an abbreviated post-game stats and analysis. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Crowd filing out here at the U.S. Cellular Center as they saw two ball games tonight. Two teams punching their tickets to next week's state tournament, both in Class 4A, as Cedar Falls with a 15-footer from the elbow at the buzzer in overtime. A.J. Green sends the Tigers over basically a heartbroken Linmar squad, 76-74 in overtime. Not quite the barn burner or the theatrics here in the nightcap, as number 3 Iowa City West High dispatches crosstown rival Iowa City High by a final of 50-30, as head coach Steve Bergman and company, their season cut a little shorter than they would have cared for last year in the semifinals to Clinton. They are headed back next week as well.
North Scott.
Did I say Clinton?
Yeah, twice.
Make that North Scott. And yet, you let me go.
I know. I didn't want to correct you.
It's been a long day, folks. It's been a long day here. But as we can speak, I think we're pretty confident in our unofficial stats and analysis here. Leading all scorers, Tanner Lohaus with 15, and he scored in multiple ways. On the blocks, fading away from the free throw line. He even flushed one on a breakaway on a great steal. Again, 15 points for the power forward for head coach Steve Bergman and company. 13 points for Devontae Lane. 5 points for Connor McCaffrey. Now, he twisted that ankle with a couple minutes left to go in the first half. Basically left, apparently getting some treatment, probably taped up. Did play the second half. He only scored one basket. It was a three, but it was part of an 15-0 run by City High to start the second half. They didn't need him to score much tonight as he finishes with 5, 6 points for Alex Henderson, 7 for center Wally Parks, and then 4 bench points, a basket apiece for Patrick McCaffrey and Nathan Barnes. For Iowa City High, well, when you only score 30 points, you're not going to have a lot of offense, and nobody in double digits. The closest man, the urban assault vehicle, Charles Johnson, scores 9, all off the bench. He had himself a good game. He had 3 at the half. He scores 6 in the fourth quarter, hit the glass, played some tough defense, but again, just outmanned, basically from a position-to-position standpoint. 7 points for Jason Jones. The iron was just unkind for him tonight. 5 points apiece for Niall Ringham and Naeem Smith, and 4 points for 6'9 center Micah Martin. But in that previous meeting, when Iowa City High pulled off the 63-53 upset, Mulligan had 14, Ringham had 16. Tonight, between the two, Kenyon, 5 points, and Mulligan scoreless. West High made sure a repeat didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, they played very, very well, and I think, once again, we talked about how difficult it is to get a shot to go down here, because think about it, West High didn't beat them from the perimeter. They beat them on the inside. They really adjusted what they needed to do on the offensive end against the City High defense. And so,
what'd you have for board work?
Well, unofficially, for City High, we had Chuck Johnson coming off the bench. You said he had 9 points, 7 rebounds. He had the only 2 second-chance opportunity points for City High. You had Micah Martin with only 1 rebound. And so you talk about a 6'9
wow.
center getting 1 rebound. That was a big difference there. You had Jones with 4 rebounds as well. And then for West, they had really a lot of balance. Wally Parks and Devontae Lane both with 7 rebounds. Connor McCaffrey with 5 rebounds. Tanner Lohaus with 2. And then Henderson with 3 rebounds. Only 6 turnovers for the Iowa City West Trojans. 13 for City High. 6 by their point guard, Naeem Smith. Very crucial turnovers there. And then West with 6 second-chance points in the game. Not a whole lot of those there either, but West definitely capitalize on the ones that were available.
Story of the night, West High's defense. That's how they win on the west side of the river, and that's how they punched their ticket for the next week's state tournament. Kenyon, appreciate you throwing on the headset here this evening, and I see a couple of future scholarship athletes that are just waiting for what? A late-night trip to the drive-thru would be my guess, yeah?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Appreciate your help tonight.
No problem, bud.
Appreciate David back in the studios as well. Our sponsors for helping make the broadcast a possibility, and as always, you, the fan, for tuning in. This is Brent Palvinot. Final score again tonight, third-ranked West High defeats crosstown rival City High 50-30, the Trojans heading back to the state tournament. You've been listening to a sports presentation of the South Gym, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Here he is.
You're adding it to your Twitter bio?
Yes.
I am.
We have an American show killer. This is our overseas show killer.
Show killer!
He's so much smarter.